You are now tuned into the sounds of the Ultimate You Podcast, a place where we discuss fitness in every aspect that you can imagine, along with the various complexities that life has to offer. So if you want to see what's up, then pull up and have a seat, because the more that you tune in, the more that you'll be changed into the ultimate athlete that you were created to be. What it is, everybody. It is me, BDB, back with yet another episode of the Ultimate You Podcast. My name is still BDB, and if we got an episode for you today. Oh, there was some fire in my belly that I'm going to put out in this episode today. So I hope you're ready, because I'm going to be real with y'all. There are some points in this episode I'm going to be in rare form. I'm just going to be real with y'all. So I hope that you're ready. If it's your very first time on the Ultimate You Podcast, I thank you. Welcome. Thank you. Sit down. Be comfortable. Take a seat. Wherever you're at, get comfortable. Mentally, emotionally, be as comfortable as you can be. Because guess what? We family now. So I humbly thank you for your time of jamming the Ultimate You Podcast. And this is going to be a blessed episode for you today. All right, so getting into it, what we talking about? This is part two of Where's Your Fitness ID? Where's Your Fitness ID? Now, look, here's the thing, guys. I thank you guys for your patience, and I apologize because it really took extra time, longer than what I thought, in order to craft out this episode. But when today was the day, I said, okay, today's got to be the day that I put it out. I had all the puzzle pieces that I needed. I had all the ammo that I needed. Once I gathered it all together, once I had my tactical plan laid out on the table, I said, I got to execute. I got to press that record button. And that's why we're here right now. Because look, here's the thing. We got to be people that we can't compartmentalize. Okay, you know, people say that, you know, women say that men compartmentalize. Well, I would dare to say maybe women compartmentalize too. Not all women and not all men compartmentalize. But I'm really speaking to us as a whole, men and women. We cannot compartmentalize. Why? Because everything is intertwined. Everything is interconnected. Why? Because that is God's design. That is how God created it to be. So what you mean by intertwined? What you mean by interconnected? The best way that I can describe it without looking at a dictionary or anything, I'm just going to put it like this. If we suffer in one area, then guess what? It's going to show up in other areas of our life. It's that simple. If we are people that are not cognizant, let me say it this way. Listen, please listen. If we are people that are not highly in tune and highly cognizant in terms of our health and well-being and physical fitness and all that, if we are not highly cognizant of those things and not highly applying those things, chances are we put ourselves at risk, okay? We put ourselves at risk for certain illnesses, certain diseases, and whatnot. It's, you know, certain complications that happen. So, in essence, how do we combat that? One thing we can do is we can be people of wisdom. We got to go higher in wisdom. We got to grow higher in wisdom. We got to set out on a journey. We got to pack that bag. We got to pack that wisdom stick. We got to walk with that wisdom stick. And we got to seek out and find the truth for our personal selves. We got to find the truth for our physical bodies. We got to hunt for the truth when it comes to the right nutrition. We got to hunt for the truth when it comes to the right workout programs for ourselves, for our bodies. The Bible talks about it. Wisdom is a pursuit. It's process oriented. And once we understand that, once we apply that, I promise you, our lives are going to prosper in ways that we ain't even thought about. It's going to prosper in ways that we ain't even imagined. All right, so without further ado, as we say, let's go ahead and do the do. Pull up a seat. Sit. Listen. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Keep your eyes focused on the road. Make sure you listen. Not with your physical ears, but with your spiritual ears. And also, make sure that the eyes of your heart are looking and that the ears of your heart are listening. Because if you pay attention, and the word heart is the word ear. So that means you got to listen with your heart. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get it. Episode number 107, Where's Your Fitness ID? Part 2. Let's grit. All right, everyone. Glad you could join me on this episode. All right. So before we get going and flowing on this episode, I want to start by saying that I apologize. Yes, I humbly apologize. Even if it's your very first time jamming the Ultimate You podcast, I still want to take this time to apologize to you. Now, if it's your first time jamming the podcast, which I do appreciate, you might be saying to yourself, why are you starting off with an apology? This is my first time listening. What are you talking about? Well, several weeks back, I put out an episode entitled, Where's Your Fitness ID? And this episode right here is part two of Where's Your Fitness ID? Now, the thing is, I have been struggling, y'all. The truth of the matter is, I have been struggling in terms of which exact puzzle pieces I could put together for this particular episode. I had an idea of what I wanted to say, and I still do know what I'm going to say, but I'm talking about before I hit the record button on this episode today, I knew what I wanted to say pretty much from a bullet list standpoint, but trying to gather some other puzzle pieces to really help strengthen the points that I'm going to mention, that's where I was struggling. I just felt like there was some missing pieces and the way that I prepare for these episodes is obviously, you know, thinking about it. And I don't spend a deep amount of time, just to be transparent with y'all, I don't spend a deep amount of time in terms of preparation for these episodes. What I mean by that is I spend small pockets of time thinking about these episodes. Okay, so once I have one idea or two ideas, once it trickles down into my heart, boom, it's locked in, it's there, it ain't going nowhere, okay? So once that I've had these thoughts and I let them fester and I let them brew and I let them build up, and of course, there are times when I'll write them down, there's just more that I needed. There's more ammo that I needed. And I say all that to say, I've got the ammo that I need for this episode. And who knows, there may be more. There may be a part three, I'm not sure. But another reason I'm saying that I was struggling with putting out this episode sooner was because, you know, I didn't want to just put something out there to just kind of, oh, okay, hey, there you go. There's another episode. I really wanted to take my time with this one because when you think about sports, for example, think about baseball. They say baseball is America's favorite pastime. Well, I don't know about you, but in my book, to me, exercising, I'd probably put it up there. I'd probably put it above baseball in terms of pastime and whatnot, it, sort of in a weird kind of sense. Because as I have said before in different ways, when it comes to exercising and whatever variation of exercising that you do, no person is exempt from needing to get some form of exercise on a day-to-day basis. All right. And if it's your very first time jamming the Ultimate You podcast, again, I want to take the time to say I thank you and I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the Ultimate You podcast, a podcast where, yes, we talk about fitness. Yes, we talk about wellness, but we speak to the entire man. We speak to the mind. We speak to the body. We speak to the spirit. I also talk about my personal life. And there's one episode where I rapped. So I do my absolute best to talk about fitness and overall wellness from a comprehensive perspective. And I also want to make sure that I communicate. I strive and I do my absolute best to communicate overall health and wellness, overall fitness, physical fitness, mental fitness. I do my absolute best to communicate it in an original way, unlike not wanting it to be in a recycled way. What do I mean by recycled? In ways that you've heard all the time, you know, regurgitation. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I mean when I say that. Now, let me also say, now, when it comes to truth, it is good to recycle truth. It is good to recycle unbiased truth, because that should always be needed. That should always be conveyed each and every single day on a podcast, outside of a podcast. Why? Because the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a verse in there that says there's nothing new under the sun. That's the category that I want to be a part of, and I want to continue to be a part of. Okay, when I say recycled stuff, sometimes stuff is recycled and you don't know if it's true or not. Okay, you know, just because 5 million people said it doesn't make it true. Maybe, maybe not. But back to what I said moments ago, I wanted to make sure I took extra time, even though it took extra weeks and extra time. I wanted to make sure that I came up on here and made sure that I had the confident fire in my belly to tell you what I'm about to tell you. And that is this. One of the biggest reasons that I truly believe that a lot of us around the world, within the USA, outside the USA, and when I'm talking about people, listen to the audience that I'm talking about. I'm talking about, for the most part, I'm talking about the general public. I'm talking about the general population. If you're of sound mind, sound body, sound spirit, everything in between, those are the people that I'm talking to. Why do I say that? Yes, I'm aware that sometimes some people are born with different circumstances, unique circumstances, right? Now, and because this fire in my belly that I'm about to get out to you, it's to the general public. It's to the general population. I put myself in the category of the general public, the general population, just so you know exactly where I'm coming from. All right. So the one thing that one of the things that I believe that a lot of us around the world are struggling with is identity. Identity. Now, that's why I titled the episode, Where's Your Fitness ID? So the inspiration behind the title of that first installment of this episode, or of that episode, and then this is part two, is imagine you being pulled over by a cop, right? What's one of the first questions they ask you? Where's your ID, right? Whether if you were speeding, or if you were going too slow, or if you were swerving going left, swerving going right, if you were intoxicated, or if you were not intoxicated, you get pulled over by the cops for whatever reason. What's the first question they ask you? Where's your ID? So a little bit of that inspiration, that's what this is here. So, I'm not saying I'm a cop or anything, but that's the inspiration. Where's your fitness ID? Where's your fitness identity? Because here's the thing. Outside of exercising, outside of fitness, yes, you as a person must have an identity. You must know who you are when it comes to identity. And when it comes to exercising, you must also have an identity within exercising. You may not have been told that before. You may not have seen it that way before, but I'm here to tell you, BDB is here to tell you today that in order for you to be physically successful, in order to be physically successful in your physical body from head to toe, you must have an exercise identity, period. This ain't something I just made up. There's research out there that says that exact same thing. All right, what are we talking about? Let me start with myself for an example. Now, I'm going to give some background in regards to my exercise identity, because I believe this is one of the ways that I can communicate this to you, and then it'll help you to understand what an exercise identity is all about. So when I say this, listen carefully, listen closely. I just want to challenge you. Make sure you're not passively listening. Now, if you're at work and you got to passively listen, you got to type, you got to do your thing, whatever your work is, that's cool. That's great. But if you have the opportunity to, make sure that you sit in a quiet spot, listen, focus, write down, take notes if you can to these words I'm about to pour into your ear. Here's my personal exercise identity. And this is something that I've built up over time. It's not overnight. It's a process. You got to be a person that's process oriented, and you got to love the process. So years ago, here's a weird thing. What I'm about to tell you, it's not even something I wrote down, but it's something that I sort of kept in my mind from time to time. It was, you know, I kind of kept it firm in my heart, but I never really wrote it down. But I had it ingrained in my heart. And I remember telling someone that I used to work with when I worked at Citigroup years ago, probably about a decade ago. I told somebody, I said, I'm going to have an action figure physique. An action figure physique. You're like, what, BDB, what is an action figure physique? In my world, an action figure physique is someone that is lean, strong, athletic, mobile, agile, all those things. I say all that because when I train, when I work out, I want to train for strength. Yes, and yes, I want to train for looks too. Let's be real. It's 2024. Nothing wrong with wanting to train to look good, but just make sure that's not the top reason. Make sure that's not the head honcho, right? Because it can get to a side. It can be on the side of the tracks. That's not a good, not a healthy one. And I'm going to get to that here in a little bit. I wanted to train for strength. I wanted to train for size, but I did not want to be overly big or anything like that. Years ago. I mean, I used to be skinny. Right. I used to be skinny. And at some point I said, man, you know, I want to lift some weights. I want to build some muscle. I want to build some size. I didn't know what I was doing when I first started lifting weights, but I started. That's one of the most beautiful things I can tell you. No matter where you're at in your journey, just start. Just start. Whether if you're trying to build an identity or if you're trying to build an exercise identity, it doesn't matter. That's one of the most beautiful things. Just start. Just start. Another verse in Ecclesiastes talks about don't wait for perfect conditions. Don't wait for perfect conditions. All right. And what that means is if you're a person that you're waiting for the perfect moment, you're waiting for the right time, you're waiting for a certain something to happen, you're waiting for all these ducks to line up in a row, you're waiting for this to happen, you're waiting for that to happen, you're waiting for this gym to open up. You're waiting for a gym to open up. You're waiting for, when this gym opens up down the street in the next 2 weeks, then I'm going to start. No. You find a way to start today, right then, right now. You start today. I don't care if you got a drop and you do 5 push-ups. You do 10 push-ups. And then after you do 10 push-ups, you get up, you go outside, and you go for a stroll, right? You go for a power walk. You put on your music, whatever your music is, and you get going, you get hype, you get into it. And you start even sweating a little bit. And you know what? That's it. That's it. Maybe you walked for 5 or 10 minutes. And guess what? You just spent 10, 15 minutes. You did a little workout. And you did 2 things. Why? Because you did some push-ups. And you may not have even done them correctly. You just dropped down on the floor and you did push-ups. And you got out and you did a walk right after that. That's just a random example right here, right now. Guess what that means? That means you started your fitness journey. And after that 10 to 15 minutes, you looked at yourself in the mirror. You said, whoo, man, I feel great. I really don't know exactly what I did. I mean, I know I did some push-ups. And then right after that, I went out and went for a brisk walk, a brisk jog, whatever it is. I feel great. I want to do this again. You don't have to know all the answers to start. And here's the kicker. That's the thing about God. When it comes to God and obedience, a lot of times he fills you in later on why he had you do certain things the way he wanted you to do them. A lot of times God wants us to go and do, and then he'll fill us in later. Or maybe sometimes he might fill us in beforehand. I don't know. Maybe it depends. I can't speak for God. But I truly believe that a lot of the times the way God works is that when it comes to obedience, he wants you to be a just do it guy. A just do it gal. We ain't talking about Nike, but he wants you to just do it. Just do it. So that's why I say, just start. Just start. Don't try to give yourself 3 reasons, 4 reasons, 5, 6, 8, 7, 10 reasons. Because you try to give yourself too much of a cushion to not want to do it. You're trying to stall. You're trying to wait on why you shouldn't do it or why you don't want to do it. So just start. Okay. So we got off on all that. All right. So back to the point. You know, you just did a workout. You just did a workout and you feel great about it. OK, but the thing about it is we have to be people that know that we have an identity. Now, what are we talking about? OK, back to what I was saying. Whew, I almost lost my train of thought, y'all. I got hype and I got going. Here's the thing. When I started training, I just started working out. You know, and then somewhere along the way, I said, okay, I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to learn as much as I can when it comes to working out. And sometimes I work out with other people. And then 2012, I got into the helping other side of working out. That's where that part of my mind unlocked, so to speak. Right. And then, you know, I wasn't eating the best back then. Right. Again, it's just all about starting. That's the beautiful thing about a journey. You can start and then you get better as you go along. Y'all know this. This ain't nothing new. But some of us need to be reminded of these things. You're trying to wait for perfect conditions. You're trying to wait till you get paid. You're trying to wait till you have a certain amount of money in order to do something. Now, if it's about joining a gym membership, you know, when it comes to that, okay, I get it. I understand. But even before you join that gym membership, start right then and there. Like I said, drop and do some push-ups, do some body weight squats. Don't even worry about doing it right. Now, of course, you want to be safe, be as safe as you can, but just start with a walk, start with a jog, start with power walking, put your music in, start with push-ups, squats, start with a bicep curls, or maybe you don't have any dumbbells. Okay, find something to curl and just start curling. Just start, do something. That way you can walk away and say, hey, I started today. And you know what? I feel 2% better than what I did before I went into the workout. All right, let me get back to it. Okay, so action figure physique. That means that I wanted to have a lean physique. I wanted to have, I wanted to look like I'd work out. Let's just be real about it. I remember asking someone at the time when I really thought I wanted to, you know, really explode and be super big in the personal training thing. I said, What's the best advice you could give me? My question was something along those lines. And he said, get in the absolute best shape of your life. Now, I had been already been working out during that time. Like I had already been going to the gym multiple times a week at that time and all that kind of stuff. But when I asked that question, there's something about the answer to that question. I took it to heart and I still remember to this day. Get in the absolute best shape of your life. Now, I would say that to anybody, whether if you're trying to be a personal trainer or not, get in the absolute best shape of your life. What does that mean? That means that you need to be process oriented on this journey. That means you keep going, you keep learning, you keep committing to educating yourself. And that's what I did. And that's what I'm continuing to do. OK, so, yes, action figure physique. So that was my vision. You know, you think about action movies, right? Usually action heroes are, I mean, for the most part, some of them may be like super big, you know, like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock big, but typically they're going to be, you know, maybe smaller in stature. When I say smaller, not like small, but I mean, they'll still have some level of muscle on them. For the most part, they'll be lean, right? They'll be lean for the most part. Think about Tom Cruise when he did his Mission Impossible movies, right? Now, I mean, you know, I mean, Tom Cruise wasn't like a muscular guy, you know, but I'm pretty sure he had to have some type of a healthy regimen, exercise wise, a healthy regimen, nutrition wise, in order to run and do whatever action stunts that he did. I don't know if he had any stunt doubles. I don't know. I hadn't researched that part, but you get my point. Tom Cruise, he was a lean guy, right? Jason Statham, you know, he's not a muscle guy, but he's a lean guy. He's a little bit on the shorter side, but he's a lean guy, right? He's very agile, right? Very good in self-defense and hand-to-hand combat and punches and kicks and all that. Very skilled at that, right? See what I'm saying? So all this to say, you got to have a vision. You got to have a vision of what you want your body to look like. And yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, please listen up as well. Yes, it is okay to have a vision of what you want your body to look like. If you don't have a vision for what you want your body to look like, how are you going to know what you want it to look like? There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a vision for your body, what you want it to look like. And that's why I said action figure physique. Action figure physique. Now, let me tell you guys, as of this recording, I think I weighed myself a few hours ago, or I don't know. I don't know if I weighed myself at all today, but I've been weighing myself lately. So I am, and I would say I'm about, I don't know, maybe somewhere between 90 to 95% of achieving this action figure physique. There's a couple more things I want to work on. But as of this recording, I am 5'11 and as far as weight wise, you know, I fluctuate to like 195 pounds to 200 pounds. I'll fluctuate somewhere in between there. But if you really want to go on an empty stomach, at like nothing in my system, nothing in my belly, as of today, how much do I weigh? I'd probably say 197. 197. Now, me, I probably want to put on maybe at least another 5 pounds. And honestly, I just want to put on another 5 pounds just so we can cross the 200 mark. Because I think it's cool to be in one set of numbers and then be in another set of numbers in terms of, you know, being healthy and muscle and all that, right? So, yes, I've weighed myself and I would be 200 pounds, but it would be because I ate something, right? I ate just a little bit ago. But I'm talking about nothing in my belly, nothing in my stomach, waking up, no water, no food, no nothing in my stomach, getting on a scale, 200 pounds. That's that. Like, if I could do that, like, that's great. That's great. And here's the thing. Like, I don't feel like, even when I've been 200 pounds just recently and, you know, after I eat something, I don't feel out of place. Yeah, I'll feel like I had food in my stomach, which is, that's the case. Yes. But outside of that, like, I don't feel like I'm slow or sluggish or anything. And that's another reason why I say action figure physique. I still want to be able to be quick. I still want to be able to be agile and fast and move around quick and all that stuff. Like, for example, like, I'm not trying to reach 230 pounds. I'm not trying to reach 250 pounds. Okay. So you as a person, man or woman, when you are crafting out the vision for your body, you got to be able to know, you got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. What do I mean by that? You know, don't pick a weight that's too outside your range. OK, like, for example, like I said, if I was trying to be 230 pounds, for me, that would be too much weight on my body. Sure, I could put on some size. I could if I wanted to. I don't want to put on that much size, though. So as of this recording right here, right now, what's the absolute most weight that I would want to be for myself? I mean, I'd probably say 210. Probably no more over that. Probably no more than that. 210 pounds. Like, if I really wanted to max it out and really just, you know, just really fill it out, probably 210 pounds. Do I want to reach 210? Maybe. I'd be good with 200, 205, something like that. But if I really wanted to put a line on it and not go past it, I would say 210. Okay. Because, you know, I want to make sure that I am. Now, I'm not saying that would be like crossing the line, that I'd be overweight. No, I mean, I could manage, you know, 215 or anything like that, but I don't want to. Like, I'm content. Like, I don't need to have all this extra muscular weight is what I'm trying to say. I don't need a bunch of extra muscular weight. Like, no more, like, 210 max, I'm good. Even 205, I'm good. I'm good with that. All right. Because with me, I wanted to fill out. Over the years, I wanted to fill out. I didn't like being skinnier and whatnot, but I still wanted to be lean. Okay. I still wanted to be lean. And because I've mentioned this several episodes ago, it's probably been a couple of years at this point, but by nature, I'm what's called an ectomorph. Okay. I'm an ectomorph. So you probably heard of an ectomorph. Usually they're hard gainers, right? Now, I would probably say, I don't know if I'm that much of a hard gainer today as I was back then, but an ectomorph, that's usually what they're known for. And an endomorph, they're more known for, you know, naturally they're going to be big boned, right? They're going to be people that are naturally on the thicker side. You know, I don't want to say the word fatter side, you know, I don't want to use that word, you know, but I would say the more well-rounded side. Okay. And then you got mesomorph, which is essentially in between. A mesomorph, they're a little more naturally, sometimes they're those people that are, maybe they naturally have, like, maybe not big calves, but they naturally have round or muscular calves or something like that. Mesomorphs are naturally, they have natural muscle on them. They're not well-rounded, as well-rounded as endomorphs, and they're not necessarily as lean as ectomorphs. They're literally in between. Okay. So I knew that at some point I needed to up my protein intake. I needed to up my workouts. I needed to up the intensity of my workouts. Okay. So there's an example of what I mean by crafting out a vision for what you want your body to be. What is the vision that you have for your body? And if you don't have one, that's okay. Today is a new day and you can start writing it down today. Even if you don't know what that is, that's fine. You can start writing down words of what you want that to look like. Now, let's go back to identity. All right. So, more so about identity. When I am working out in the gym, there's a reason why I'm saying this. All right. I want you to listen. Usually Christian hip hop, usually Christian rap, you know, that's usually what keeps me hyped. That's usually what keeps me pumped. I need beats that sort of keep my heart rate up and going for the most part. Now, I am not typically dependent on those beats, no matter what the beat is. It's all about being able to work out with or without music. Catch what I just said there. You're not dependent on any external sources. You're not dependent on music, anything. Of course, yes, there's nothing wrong with working out with music, but you want to be a person that, worst case scenario, if you didn't have any music, you're able to get in that intensity zone and you're able to lift that weight with or without music, with the same fire and the same intensity. All right. But okay, so you, like I say, hip hop, rap, that's usually the pillar. That's usually my go-to, or some form of influence of hip hop, some form of an influence of rap is what I got to listen to when I am in the gym in terms of working out and listening to music. Now, is that all I listen to in the gym? No, I have other various tastes of music in my phone as well. Why am I mentioning this? Again, goes back to your identity. This is a part of your identity as well, whether if you're in the gym, whether if you're outside the gym, in a park, you're doing CrossFit, you're doing yoga, Pilates, whatever that is, whatever music floats your boat, whatever music gets your juices flowing, you need to add that and write that down in your journal. That is a part of you. That is a part of who you are. That is a part of your identity. You can start by putting down artist names. As soon as I'm saying it, boom. Write it down off the cuff. Okay, this artist right here, that artist right there, right? Just write them down. And then you go look for their songs and you put together a customized playlist. Now, however you want to do that, that's at your discretion. I know usually a lot of people will just Spotify and, you know, pick an artist and then they play the song. And then next they'll play like-minded songs from either the same artist or other artists that are in the same genre. Now, I didn't do all that. Like I customize. I literally have my own playlist. That's how I have to have it, because I know what song is going to come next. That's how I got to operate. Let me correct myself. I would put it on a cue and I don't know what song is going to come next, but I know it's going to be a song that I picked is what's going to be next. That much I know. So I always have my cue. I always have my list on random mode. Like, it'll be within my list, but it'll be in random mode. I don't know what song's going to come next. It's almost like there's that anticipation. Like, ooh, I wonder what song's going to be next. Is it going to be a hype it up beat? Or is it going to be like a slow, low key beat? Or is it going to be a something else completely that I'm not expecting? Right? That's the excitement that I get about it. And as soon as I hear a beat, like, ooh, no, I know exactly what I need to do to get hype on this one. See what I'm saying? That's that excitement, that fun that you get to have when you're in your quote unquote gym, wherever that is. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you, man. That's what I'm trying to get across to you, woman, that when you are working out, get excited about it. That's one of the reasons you get excited about it. You get to jam your playlist wherever you go. Listen, there's a lot of crap that goes on every single day. Yes, there's positive stuff that happens. But guess what? Sometimes there's a lot of crap that goes on, too. You're going to get people that's going to say stupid things to you. They're going to do stupid things to you. And sometimes we may let ourselves down. We may say or do stupid things and let ourselves down. And we'll look at ourselves and we're like, why did we do that? Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why didn't I do this? Why I was supposed to do that? Why did I do this and I was supposed to do that? We might let ourselves down. But then, of course, if someone else, it betrays us, they say or they do something, or something just throws your day off and you're just all in a tiffy, right? But I'm telling you, when you go to a gym, wherever your gym is, the dumbbell will never betray you. Remember that. A dumbbell will never betray you. outside of the potential technicalities, when you talk about sometimes you go into a gym and, you know, sometimes the weight may be not what it is as advertised. You know, sometimes, oh, this is this way, but it may feel like that. Aside from that, a dumbbell always comes as advertised. A dumbbell will never betray you. If it's 50 pounds, then guess what? You better make sure you have that strength to lift that 50 pounds. That 50 pounds is going to be as advertised. If you have the strength to lift it, guess what? That 50 pounds is going to allow itself to be lifted by you. And guess what? If that's too much weight, that's okay. We can bring it down. You want to drop to 25 pounds? Then guess what? That 25-pound dumbbell is going to be exactly as advertised, 100%. If you're able to lift that 100%, 25 pounds, then guess what? It's going to allow itself to be lifted. It's not going to give you any bull crap. It's not going to give you any back talk, smack talk. It's not going to be toxic. It's not going to be manipulative. It's not going to try to get one over on you. It's not going to try to screw you over. It's going to look you in the eye and say, hey, guess what? I'm 25 pounds. I'm 35 pounds. If you can lift me, I'm here to support you. I'm going to allow you to lift me. It's not going to try to pull any crap on you. It's not going to be mad or upset if you're some stupid little reason. It's never going to betray you. It's not going to be petty and pull any bull crap on you. No, it's going to be faithful to you in that regard. 45 pounds. Guess what? If you can lift it up, it's going to be 45 pounds. And you know what? In a manner of speaking, it's going to be proud of you. It's going to applaud you. It's not going to try to pull any elementary kiddie bull crap on you. It's not going to try to manipulate you and say all this behind the back gossipy little stuff and try to say these things about you. But to your face, they say all this extra crap. No, it's going to be exactly what it is. 100% advertised. And if you're on the stronger side, 100 pounds, guess what? You've got the strength. You're man enough, woman enough to lift that 100 pounds. Then guess what? That 100 pounds is going to be lifted. That dumbbell is never going to look you in the face and say one thing and look at another direction and say another thing. It's never going to do that. It will always be faithful to you. And remember that. Remember that. That's why I say, when you focus on your physical fitness, that is one of those in the physical realm, so to speak. You're focusing on those things that are true. Right? The spiritual realm, Philippians 4:8, focus on those things that are noble, focus on those things that are true, focus on those things that are just, the things that are pure, that are of virtue. When you focus on those things, all of that little bull crap, it lays to the side. All that little bull crap lays to the side. Sometimes you gotta be a person. You gotta be a person. You gotta let that petty crap fall off your back like a duck. Water off a duck's back. Quack, quack. Sometimes you just got to reiterate those words to yourself. Water off a duck's back. Quack, quack. Sometimes you might be met with unexpected things when people are frustrated at you for stupid stuff. You got to let that stuff fall off your back. Water off a duck's back. Quack, quack. Be the bigger person. Don't fight fire with fire. Put water on top of that fire. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got heated up in this episode. Well, we still on track, though. Where's your fitness ID? Where's your fitness ID? So, like I say, hip hop. That's one of my big pillars that I listen to when it comes to music. That's what gets me in the zone. OK, now you talk about attire. Maybe what kind of attire do you like to wear? That's a topic for a whole nother episode. But we talk about colors, right? What are your favorite colors? My favorite colors, blue and black. Do I always have to wear blue and black? No, not necessarily. But even in the recording, as of this recording, as of this episode, I'm wearing a dark blue hoodie and I'm wearing black leggings. Now, actually, I did not work out today. Today was more so a rest day, right? Which is also a part of your fitness regimen and should always be a part of your fitness regimen. Make sure that you physically and spiritually, emotionally rest. All right. But yes, as I said, I'm wearing black leggings, black socks, and a dark blue hoodie and like a gray t-shirt underneath. Right. But that can be a piece of your vision as well. What colors do you like to wear in the gym? All right. And, you know, it could be two colors, three colors, four colors. That work that out all at your discretion. right? What I'm doing, guys and gals, what I'm doing is I'm giving you more ammo. I'm giving you more fire. I'm giving you more reasons to step into a gym. Again, wherever that gym is for you, because I know not everyone likes to physically be at the gym. That's okay. That's fine. And I'm glad I'm saying that. That's a part of your identity too. Okay. Do you like to work out in a gym? Are you more of a park person? Now, I will say, if you are a person that likes to work out outside in the park, you're going to have a backup plan because, hey, when it comes to weather, especially here in Texas, you know, sometimes you experience four seasons in a week or you may experience four seasons in a month. So, you know, you got to have some kind of inside game. You got to have a backup plan to work out inside somehow. So it might not hurt to have some form of a membership somewhere, somewhere that is comfortable for you. And let me say, you know, I know that there are those that are not too fond of, you know, working out at the gym. Again, nothing wrong with that. But I still would urge you and challenge you, if you don't have some form of a membership, find a gym that's right for you. Because let me tell you something, and I'm speaking from experience in terms of geographically, like geographically speaking. I mean, I'm here in Dallas, Texas. I mean, I'm sure there's tons of gyms that I ain't even heard of. I mean, you know, you got, of course, you got all the mainstream gyms. You know, you got the LA Fitness and 24 Hour Fitness and Lifetime Fitness. And, you know, you got those big name gyms. But, you know, then of course, then you have more small mom and pops gyms or stuff like that. You may have gyms that are more private. You know, maybe you need to be in a private gym. I don't know. Now, of course, you know, some private gyms or most private gyms, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, you might have to lash out some extra dollars. But if you're willing to do that, then that's that much more of an investment to you. You're not spending, you're investing. Yes, you are giving money to a corporation, to a business in terms of a fitness facility. Yes, on the business side. But you are also investing into yourself. You are investing into your self-care. When I go to my gym, I am investing in my self-care by not only working out, I am investing in myself when I sit in the whirlpool, or if I decide to do the sauna, or if I decide to do the steam room. I am investing in those amenities. Yes, I am investing in that stuff. Again, sometimes we need to be mindful of the words that we use, the thought process that we have towards things. Again, where's your fitness ID? A part of fitness ID is the way we think and the way we approach these matters. You know, when we hear about prices of, you know, gyms and stuff, do we default by, oh, well, that's too much money, you know? I mean, if it's really something that we want to be a part of, why not say, hey, you know what? How can I find my way to be a part of this gym? Okay. Now, at the same time, I'm not saying, you know, abandon your budget, whatever that is for you. I'm not saying that. You know, stick with whatever your budget is, whatever that is to you. But at the same time, say, OK, maybe it may not be this particular gym, quote unquote. Or how can I be a part of a gym like this? Maybe there's other options that are more affordable. Maybe. Sure. Look around. But my point is, don't be a person that just says, ah, well, you know, I'm just going to look for something less because this was too much. Find a way. There's always a way. Maybe there's areas of your life where you can cut back on spending. I don't know. You'd have to look at your financial statements. Maybe there's areas where you can sacrifice. Maybe I can not eat out so much. I don't know. Maybe I don't need to go to the bar as much. I don't know. Whatever your recreational thing is. Maybe I don't go to the movies as much. All right. Maybe I don't spend too much on clothes, right? Or maybe I cut back on, I eat groceries, but maybe I don't spend as much as money on groceries. I don't know, whatever that is. I just get what I need for groceries. Maybe I don't get an excess in groceries. Whatever that is for you, find out where you can cut back on spending. You just got to take that time and spend that time and look and search. Yeah, we're still talking about fitness identity. And then, of course, we got to talk about intrinsic, you know, you've heard of intrinsic motivation, right? I like to use the word intangible. What are the intangibles when it comes to this? Like, what are the reasons that really get you going to want to transform your body? Because look, let me tell you. Now, before I say what I'm about to say, results can vary. Obviously, you've seen it with things that you purchase, and say, hey, results can vary, right? Results can vary because it depends on the person. So what I'm about to say, I'm not going to say it's like 100% gospel for every single person. It depends on the person. And I say all that to say, the reason I say that is because if you are a person that you are largely dependent upon what that scale says, you are largely dependent upon the food that you eat, which, again, those are important factors. Nothing wrong with being in tune with your weight and what you eat. But if you are largely dependent upon those things in terms of, oh, I got to look a certain way by this time, and I need to work out a certain way by this time. Again, that's cool. But if you're largely dependent upon that, chances are you're probably in trouble. Because the thing is, when is that going to fizzle out? Is that going to fizzle out for you? Because I am believing that chances are that has an expiration date. What happens after that vacation is over? You still going to work out in the gym? Now, sure, you may work out in the gym, but will you have the same fire and desire that you did prior to your vacation or whatever this big thing that you got coming up? Are you going to still have that same grit and determination prior to you going on that big recreational leisure thing? Prior to the vacation, prior to the wedding, prior to this family trip, whatever that is, are you still going to have that same grit, that same passion? So that's why I say you got to look for the grit. We as people, we gotta look for the grit, y'all. We gotta look for the grit. I was thinking about that earlier today. Like me, I'm still looking for the grit in everything. I ain't arrived yet, y'all. I promise you. I have not arrived, but I tell you what, the BDB that you listen to right now, a whole different BDB than what I was years ago. Why? Because every single day I'm trying to look for the grit. I'm trying to look for the grit. I tell people, when I message people on social media, I do voice messages. And I'm grateful for those that communicate with me on voice messaging. Not everybody's into it. That's cool. I know I've said this before. But I do that because there's such a higher connection when you can speak to a person. Maybe if it ain't by phone, it's by voice messaging. Why? They can hear the authenticity in my voice. They can hear the emotion in my voice. I'm just going to speak for myself. I'm going to speak for myself. I refuse to let any emoji, any GIF, or any emoticon do the talking for me. Now, let me say what I mean by that. Let me explain. Supplementally, hey, I'm cool with emojis. I'm cool with emoticons. I'm cool with GIFs, JPEGs, whatever you want to call them. Now, that's a little old school, JPEG. Some of y'all are like, what, JPEG? I use them supplementally, or at least that's the philosophy that I came up with earlier today. Supplementally. That means that I'm going to type what I want to type, but if I want to use an emoji, okay, cool, I'm going to use an emoji. But I refuse to let the emojis do the talking for me 100%. Because I'm going to be real, y'all, I think it's lazy. I'm just going to be real with it. It's lazy. Well, I'm talking about when we become more dependent upon emojis, we become more dependent upon the GIFs to do our talking for us. Heck no, man, screw that. I'm about communication. I'm about relationships. I'm about furthering and developing relationships. And we have become people that we have allowed these thumbs up, these thumbs down, and this and that have become the primary. They become the forefront of communication. We've gotten lazy with our communication. And yes, I said it. We've gotten lazy with our communication. We've gotten lazy with our communication when you type a whole long message on something and you get a thumbs up in return. I don't accept that. I'm going to be real. I don't accept that. Like I said all that and you reply with a thumbs up? Nah. Now I get it. Sometimes, you might be in a jam. Yeah, I'm on my soapbox, y'all. I'm on my soapbox. I'm in rare form today. I'm on my soapbox because I get it. Sometimes we're caught. We're busy with something. All we can do is respond with a thumbs up. I get it. Every now and then we ain't perfect. I get it. We make mistakes. I get all that. But when that becomes the norm, when that becomes the pattern, it's like a person sitting in a lazy boy and a lazy girl couch. You get more sunk in and sunk in and sunk in. It's like quicksand. You're trying to get out, but you can't get out. And we've got to be people that we got to allow that holy water to be fresh upon us. We got to dip into that well and be refreshed and renewed at all times. And we got to find our way of communicating properly. Fitness ID. I'm still with y'all. Had to get off on that real quick. All right. So all that to say, when I do voice messages, I really love to have high contact with a person. High contact. It's all about strengthening the communication, strengthening the relationship, because it pours into the other person's identity and vice versa when they do it back to you. It's all about fitness ID. Where is your fitness ID? Where is your fitness identity? When you take the time and craft out your fitness ID, it's going to pay dividends for you. All right, guys and gals, we still rolling. We're going to keep that same level of intensity, but we're just going to bring it down a couple of notches, right? All right, so BDB, why was you fired up and hyped up talking about communication and relationships and going off about social media and people using emoticons and to talk for them and whatnot? Why was you going off on all that? Listen, I'm a person that I'm trying to redirect how I feel. I'm trying to redirect it and purpose it into this podcast. I didn't stutter my words. I'm trying to redirect how I feel on the inside and repurpose it into this podcast. Listen, we're still talking about building up your fitness identity, building up your exercise identity. It's important. It's crucial. It's significant. Listen, you gotta take the time to let it sit, let it fester, let it brew up. Let me tell you something. A lot of you out there, you'll let your coffee sit. You'll let it gather. You'll let it brew. You'll wait 8-10 minutes. I don't know how long it takes. I'm not a coffee person. But I want to challenge you to do the very same thing with your exercise identity, with your fitness identity. Because I promise you, when you're a person that you realize and that you understand that community and relationships is significant, it's important. It's very crucial. When you understand that, and not only understand it, but when you apply it, to the fullest, you'll understand that your community of people, you'll begin to really appreciate the community of people that you build up. And let me tell you something, 99.9%, when they talk about the bacteria and the sanitizer products that they put out there, they always put 99.9%. Well, I guarantee you that same percent, maybe 100%. I don't know. I guarantee you that your wellness and fitness and health and wellness community of people, it's going to be a very short list of people. I guarantee you that. It's going to be probably a handful of people, give or take. And maybe even 5 might be too much. I guarantee you that. What do I mean by that? I'm talking about the people that you meet up with. You talk about, hey, how was your workout? Oh, man, my workout was great. I did this, and that. And then you ask them, how was your workout? How was your workout week overall? You talk about your goals. You talk about your bodies. You're talking about how you're trying to change your bodies. You're talking about how to try to change your food. You're talking about those stuff. And when that happens is, what happens is you're building yourself up by talking to the other person. You're building yourself up by that other person talking to you. Iron sharpening iron. Proverbs 27:17. You're building each other up. That is why community is so important. It's so significant. It's so important. Do not overlook that. We're still talking about crafting out and nurturing and building and developing your fitness identity. You gotta have it. You gotta have it. Romans 13:8. The only debt that we owe is love one another. Right? That's a small example of that, but a very important example. You're showing love to one another. Whatever your health and wellness and fitness community of people is, again, it's going to be small, and maybe it turns out to be bigger. I don't know. But I'm talking about that core, small, intimate group of people. That's your community. That's your community when it comes to that. So that's why I was going off on all of that. Cherishing the relationships that you have with the people of that stature. It's super important. That's one of the other reasons you gotta craft out your exercise identity. When you have other people alongside you, it makes it that much easier. And guess what? For those that may be struggling to start their exercise journey or struggling just to make it to the gym, I know for some people it's a struggle just to get to the gym. If you have an exercise buddy, a fitness buddy, I tell you what, that's going to make it that much sweeter and that much easier for you. Because why? Because you know you got to get your butt up out of bed if it's in the morning or if it's in the evening, afternoon, whenever it is, you got to get your butt up and you got to get to that gym because you don't want to let your friend down. Remember what I said earlier, it's all about starting. It's all about starting. Don't wait for perfect conditions. Don't wait for all the dollars to line up in a row. Don't wait for all those greenbacks, those bucks. Don't wait for all of them to line up in a row. If you got to wait for certain money to come in or you got to wait for a certain gym to debut and open, then you know what? You get up and you go outside and you walk in a park, you jog, run, do something active, do something physically active. Don't wait. Don't wait. Because fully transparent, sometimes it's hard for me to believe, you know, when they say tomorrow's not promised. It's in the Bible. Tomorrow's not promised. That's why when people say, God willing, if God allows it, it's all about community. It's all about community. And it's not going to be overnight. Or maybe for some people, maybe the next day, maybe you do find someone that loves to work out, that can help you and whatnot. For some people, that breakthrough might be tomorrow. It could be. And for whenever you listen to this podcast, for some of you, the day may be today. You could find that person today. I don't know. But no matter what, either way, you got to persevere. You got to persevere. Have that community of people, but also be a person that you got to be self-regulated. You got to be self-regulated where you get to that point where you don't depend on nobody. You don't depend on no human on this earth to get you up out of bed to get to the gym. Now, if you got to start by having someone to accompany you to the gym or you got to meet at the gym, nothing wrong with that at all. And even if you are a self-regulated person that can get up and get to the gym, wherever your gym is, it's still nothing wrong with meeting other folks at the gym. Because let me tell you something. I'm saying that because just here lately, I'm just going to be real with y'all. Like I said, I have two gym memberships and one of them is Fitness Connection. Let me tell you something. The camaraderie that I've built up just in that short amount of time that I've been there, like, it's one of the reasons that I look forward to going there. I'll be honest, right? That's one of the many reasons. And so that's why I tell you, when you can come up with multiple reasons to get to the gym, it extends your chances of getting to the gym. And again, like I said before, results may vary. Results may vary because it depends on who I'm talking to. You know, not everybody is equal in their approach and thoughts and actions on things. So that's why I say, depends on who I'm talking to. But I look forward to that camaraderie. 5:30 in the morning. I'm seeing people getting it in at the gym, like a lot of people. Like for me, seeing something like that is absolutely beautiful. But let me also say, for the same people that work out 5:30 p.m., that's still a beautiful thing. You're getting off of work or wherever you're coming from. You're going to get it in. And again, I want to say that this is not a podcast where it's just about getting it in. But it's more so about longevity. It's more so about being here 5-10 years down the road. So when you 5-10 years down the road, can you still have the same grit? Can you still have the same grit? Can you still apply the exercise identity that you have crafted out for yourself? It's about staying the narrow road, staying the course, staying focused. And let me say something about that. I'm talking about staying focused. Staying focused in terms of, you know, your health and wellness journey, it does not equate to working out every single day. It does not equate to eating. Like every single meal has to be excellent and top notch and healthy and just through the roof. And oh my gosh, that is not necessarily what I'm talking about. Because look, let me tell you something. You can miss a couple of days. I'm not saying miss a couple of days, but I'm saying if you happen to miss a couple of days but you're able to work out multiple times a week and you're able to do it for a long periods of time. Over the long course of time, you're able to come back 2 years later and say, man, I'm still doing this. I'm still doing this. Right. And sometimes for some people, if certain circumstances happen, if certain things happen and you haven't been to the gym in 3 weeks, Okay? You haven't been to the gym in 3 weeks because of said situation. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe you just weren't feeling it. Or you were just down on yourself or whatever. Hey, look, I've been there too. I've had a whole bunch of times where I've been down on myself. I remember there were times where, maybe like a couple of times, at least a couple of times that I remember, there were times like I missed the gym for months. For months. And I could tell on the inside, I don't know if I want to call it a depressed feeling, but I tell you what, it was a dark feeling. I couldn't even tell you what it was. I don't know. I was just, and this wasn't recent. This was, I don't know. This was a few years ago, something like that. I had a dark feeling, like just felt lazy and just was just not getting in the gym. And then all of a sudden, I think it was just a click. I said, you know what, B, you just need to get back in there. Just need to get back in there. I mean, I know there's some things going on in my life at the time, but you know, that's another story for another time. But the deal is, I got back in there. I got back in there. I already knew the stakes of what it takes to get in there and do the work and all that. But I got back in there by the grace of God. And that still counts as I've been doing this since 1997 in terms of this. That's as far back as I can remember of working out in the gym when I played tennis in high school. And not every workout, but most of our workouts would be on the tennis court or running around the school. But there were some times we would go into the weight room, and that's as far as back as I can remember. That was my first exposure to a weight room. So I've been doing this since then. You know, yes, I've had, you know, hiatuses from the gym or whatnot. But guess what? I've still been doing this 20 plus years. And then at some point, making that decision to dedicate myself in terms of educating myself and learning more and more about health and wellness and fitness and foods and all that kind of stuff. See, one thing I want you to take away from this, especially if it's your first time. When I started this podcast, I did not want, and I'm sure I've said this before, I did not want to just go deep dive into it and say, okay, you know, come up with programs like fitness programs and, you know, this amount of carbs, that amount of protein, these macronutrients, these micronutrients, you know, HIIT intensity workouts this, HIIT intensity workout that. You can look on Google, YouTube, TikTok, any source engine out there and find just about any workout you want to. I know that. Let me tell you something. I know my place. I know my role in the fitness industry. I know there's a tons of other podcasts you could be listening to right here, right now when it comes to fitness. You can get an extra scientific information. Some of it's true. Some of it may not be true. You can listen to other podcasts about particular workouts, particular foods to eat and sleep and all that. Not that I don't talk about those things. If you look back into the earlier days of the podcast, there's an episode called Ultimate Food Foundation. See, where I talk about foods and, you know, and I'm going to continue to talk about the practical things as well. But this podcast is also about speaking to the mind, speaking to the body. Not that other podcasts don't. But again, that's why I say I wanted to be a person where I wanted to strive to communicate this in a fresh and unbiased, truthful way. And at times, try to make it entertaining, try to make you laugh here and there. Right? Again, let's get back to the basics. Why are we talking about where's your fitness ID? Because there are a lot of us, like I said, we only focus on the numbers. We only focus on the food, but we keep it compartmentalized. We don't realize that everything is intertwined. Everything is intertwined. If we don't understand that we have to build out an exercise identity for ourselves and to establish these intrinsic motivations, and I'm going to use the word motivations for the sake of this podcast, intrinsic motivations, intangible motivations. If we don't establish that, oh, and a value system, I want to make sure I say that. What is your value system? What is your belief system? Because some of us out there right now, the reason that we're not where we are in our health and wellness journey as where we should be is our value system, our belief system. I challenge you. If your health and wellness is not where it needs to be, I challenge you to look at your belief system. Now, your belief system may be right. I don't know. But I'm just challenging you to look at it. What is your belief system about fitness? What is your belief system about food? What is your belief system about exercise? What is your belief system just about anything in life in general? What is your belief system? I promise you, 9 times out of 10, there's something faulty about your belief system. And that's why our health ain't where it needs to be. It's something with our belief system. It's something with our value system. And some of y'all, you think I'm playing when I say that. You think, oh, it's just cheesy, motivational, this crap, whatever. No, it really is true. What you currently believe about food, that shows where you're at right now in regards to food. Your approach to food, your relationship with food, how you approach that, that's where you're at right now. Your current health, your level of health, that reflects your beliefs. That's just what it is. And I'm not saying whether if it's right or wrong. I'm just saying, I'm saying that for you to think about it. Your current belief, I'm going to say it slower, make sure I slow down. Your current belief in foods and drinks and your approach to foods, your approach to drinks, your approach to your relationship with those things and your current level of health, whatever that is, they are congruent. They are congruent. So just think about that. That is why I say, what is your fitness identity? Where is your fitness identity? It's not something to be sectioned off and closed off and put way upstairs in the cabinet, in the attic, way in the corner. No. Fitness has to be a very integral part of who you are. It is a part of you that needs to be, oh, I got to go to the command center today. I got to go back to training. Got to go back to basics. Fitness is wherever that is for you. It is an altar. You got to look at fitness as your place of an, it is an altar for you. So what you mean by altar? What you mean by that? When you go to an altar, that it is a sacred place, a sacred place. When you treat your location of fitness, wherever that is, when you treat it as a sacred place, you'll put respect on it. I promise you, you will put respect on it and you will want to show up as many times as you want to further enhance your fitness, to further enhance your mind. Because, hey, which leads me to believe and leads me to say, that's another reason that I go to the gym. I know people say mental health and all that kind of thing, kind of like as a niche. And I'm not like a mental health advocate in terms of like a niche, because there are people that specifically work with that. But I am an advocate for mental health just in general for all people. Yes, I go for my sanity. I go for mental health, especially here in 2024. Let me tell you, I go to help, maybe not to keep my sanity, but to increase my sanity. Yeah. So again, when you treat your location of fitness as an altar, it'll challenge you to put more respect on it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So I just named you several reasons, and there's more, but several reasons of why you can go to whatever gym you want to go to, wherever your gym is. What'd I say? I just said mental health, right? Increase your sanity, increase your peace internally. That's what I'm talking about. Internally, emotionally, spiritually, right? That, community. I talked about finding your community of people, that camaraderie, that back and forth, whether if you work out with them or you don't work out with them. But I'm talking about people that you can depend on, that you can talk to from time to time about fitness stuff and get extra encouragement and get extra motivation and get extra discipline and all that kind of stuff, or extra talk to about discipline. Ah, I didn't make it this week, but guess what? I'm going to make it next week. Or I didn't make it yesterday, but I'm going to make it tomorrow. You know, that kind of thing. That's just keeping each other sharp, keeping each other fresh on your toes. Right. We talked about that. I talked about getting a vision for your body. What is your vision for your body? And I'm talking about from head to toe. Do not leave out a detail on what you want for your body. The more detailed you are in your body and your vision for your body, the more successful you will become in your pursuit of the body that you desire. Let me tell you something. Real side note, real quick. Ladies, I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you. Not all ladies, but there's some that think this way. Okay, what I'm about to say, this is not, it's not bad and it's not wrong. I just want to tweak your thinking. I want to challenge you on your thinking. Ladies, and I'm sure I've said this before too, I need you to change the word from tone to muscle. It is okay to build muscle. Because sometimes some ladies, again, not all, some ladies can think that if I want to build muscle, I'm going to look manly. I'm going to look more masculine. Not necessarily the case. I know, yes, there are women out there that are extremely dedicated to fitness and they compete And you're probably thinking of some figure competitor or some IFBB pro woman that, you know, like really has the muscular chops, you know, and they put the oil on their body to, you know, to show the cuts, to show the crispiness and the cuts and all that. Absolute respect for that. But I'm saying that for those women that are in that category, when I say build muscle, it doesn't have to be to that degree. When I say build muscle, I'm talking about you are physically strengthening your body. So that way you're able to, when you are asked to, if you need to lift something heavy or be physically serviceable to somebody or to a company, or yeah, and maybe it might be a company. Sometimes, you know, you think about FedEx and UPS, right? People lifting 50 pounds of stuff, 70 pounds of stuff, whatever it may be, right? That's an example. Or if you got to help somebody move. So that way you can be more physically serviceable and be more physically ready when asked to. That is one reason you can build muscle, okay? And hey, building muscle is great for bone density. It's great for bone density, okay? And you want to make sure that you are a person that is, you know, be as serviceable as you can be, okay? And I'm not saying you got to have these big time crazy muscles and six pack abs. I'm not even saying that. Again, it gets back to what I said. What is your vision, ladies? What is your vision for the body that you want? And of course, for the fellas, what vision do you have for your body? And I would challenge you to give it a name. Whatever you like, whatever kind of physique you want, give it a name. Because when you title it, when you put a stamp on it like that, it makes it that much more specific. Again, the more specific that you are with the body that you want, the higher chances that you will have of being successful in being in achieving that the body that you want, the body that you desire. Give it a name. Give it a name. Okay, so I want to make sure I've hit everything, and I gave my example, music. I talked about music. What kind of music do you want to add to your physical repertoire? What kind of workout music do you want to have? What kind of music do you want in your queue? I'm telling you, I'm giving you all these little extra transformer pieces to put in your Megazord. We're talking about Power Rangers. I'm giving you all these extra pieces to put in your Megazord so that way you can be the indestructible person that I know that you can be. But you're only indestructible with God on your side. Just want to make sure I threw that in there. You cannot be indestructible by yourself. Take the time to craft out your fitness identity. Don't skimp out on this. Get you some kind of a spiral, a journal, a pad, something you can write with and take notes on this stuff. And take the time to love the process. Love the process of this. Get excited about it. Get happy about it. Get joyful about it. Because if we are people that, if we dread it, like, oh, it's a bore, oh, it's a chore, that's a problem. That is a problem. So let me tell you something. One other thing I want to make sure I mention. When it comes to everything that I'm talking about, where is your fitness identity? One thing that needs to be destroyed, if this is you, if this is you, if you are in this category, if you are a person that you look at fitness as an option, we need to change that as quickly as possible. We need to look at fitness as a necessity, as a necessity. Okay? There's many other reasons I could say. And you know what? Maybe we'll do a part three. Maybe we'll do a part three of more reasons of why we should craft out and have a fitness ID. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to accept that challenge. I'm going to put that challenge out there and I'm going to take that challenge. There's going to be a part three of where's your fitness ID, because this is too important. We have too many of us walking around here. You're like, here's the thing. Yes, we know the right things to do. We know that we should take care of our bodies. We know we should do this. We know we should do that. We know we should eat a certain way. We know we should work out a certain way. But there's a reason, or multiple reasons, that we are either not doing it or not doing it as often as we should. Now, whatever those reasons are, I'm not here to judge you or say anything condemnational about that. I am just here to help provide the bridge so that way you can walk across that bridge to the side of prosperity. All right, guys and gals, once again, I want to say thank you for jamming this episode of the Ultimate You podcast. You are greatly appreciated. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, I want to support this podcast, but I don't know how to go about doing that. Well, that's what the purpose of this is for. Now, if you want to financially support the Ultimate You podcast, you can just scroll down in the description of this episode and you should see a link that has the word support in it. Just go ahead and click that link and then follow the instructions accordingly. And then you can donate an amount of your choosing. You can be a monthly supporter, or you can be a one-time donation supporter, or however often you choose to financially support the podcast, if you choose to do so. Or simply put, you can just support the podcast by sharing it with people, right? Because there's people all over the world that desire to be healthier in some way, shape, or fashion. Doesn't matter what their background is. Doesn't matter if they're working corporate America or if they're an entrepreneur or anything in between. We all want to live the absolute best lives possible when it comes to our health. So either way, whatever method you choose to support, I just want to say I thank you very much. I hope you'll keep riding with me on the Ultimate You podcast. As always, change and be changed.